Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 4. The History of the Ark and the Tabernacle. Friday, Related Verses. 2 Samuel 6:12. And it was told King David, saying, Jehovah has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he has because of the Ark of God. So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with rejoicing. 1 Kings 8:6-11, 18-19. And the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah to its place, into the innermost sanctuary of the house, into the Holy of Holies, under the wings of the cherubim. And the priests were not able to stand and minister because of the cloud, for the glory of Jehovah filled the house of Jehovah. But Jehovah said to David, my father, because it was on your heart to build a house for my name, you have done well that it was on your heart. However, you will not build the house, but your son, who will come forth from your loins, he will build the house for my name. Ephesians 2:13-15, 20. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have become near in the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, he who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity, abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Related reading. The abnormal state of Ark and Tabernacle in separation lasted for at least 20 years. God suffered long because his Ark was not in the Tabernacle. The desire of God's heart was for his building. Finally, God found David, a man according to the desire of his own heart. Saul was not such a man. Saul walked according to his flesh, his lusts, his own aims. Thus, God raised up David as king over Israel. Upon taking the throne as king, practically the first thing in David's heart was to care for the ark. Upon the incident of Uzzah and the resulting frustration, David left the ark with a man named Obed-Edom. But after a short time, he was informed that God had greatly blessed Obed-Edom. David was moved so much that he proceeded to bring the ark from the house of Obed-Edom into his own city. It is always like this with spiritual blessings. People discover where the blessing of the Lord is, and they want a share in it. David had now learned his lesson with God. This time, he realized that the ark should not be borne by a cart, but by living persons, and it was not to be carried by just anyone, but by those who were designated, separated, and holy. Only the priests could bear the ark. Living persons, the priests, must carry the ark in coordination to its destination. David finally succeeded in bringing the ark to Mount Zion, the choicest spot in Jerusalem. On Mount Zion, David had prepared a tent to contain the ark. With this arrangement, there was not yet complete satisfaction. One day, David realized the need of a proper and established temple to be built up to house the ark of the Lord. Many times we desire to do something for God. In our first endeavor, we are totally wrong. Then we learn our lesson and begin again. Yet in our second attempt, we are only half right. 50% of what we are doing is still wrong. But God is a tolerating God. He tolerated David's shortcoming in bringing the ark into a tent of his own choosing in Zion. David should have put the ark in the tabernacle originally made according to the pattern revealed by God. Therefore, he still did not have settled peace. Many times after accomplishing something for God, we do not have full peace and rest. We do not have full satisfaction. The reason is that we did not act in an absolutely right way. David then conceived to build a temple for God. This was indeed good, but God's answer to him was no. God's reason in so replying was first that David had been a man of war. Only a man of peace could build the house of God. Second, God promised David that he would give full peace to the people of Israel. It is only in peace that the house of God can be built up. Third, God told David that he would first build a house for David, and from that house, God would raise up a son to build a house for himself. God would not give man any ground to boast of doing something first for God. The testimony must be that man can do something for God only out of that which God has first done for him. Thus, David did not build a house for God. Rather, he prepared the materials and the ground. Finally, he prepared Solomon, the builder, and all the helpers. Eventually, after all these preparations, Solomon received the authority on the throne and built the temple.